My House Is by Karen Conival. I can't recall when I first met the man with the bells. At least 20 years ago, before I moved from the apartment on Harrow Street to the one I share now with my partner Tom. It's amazing to realize I've spent most of my adult life as a renter in Vancouver's West End. For many reasons, including real estate prices and being a self-employed actor without further means. But it doesn't matter. I love the house I made on Harrow Street for 14 years. I love the house we've made on Comox for the past 20. Whenever it was that I first met him, the man with the bells captured my attention. His shopping cart packed with his belongings that he'd push out of Stanley Park each morning, disappear back into the park with each night. The jingle bells he hung on the handle of the cart so you could hear him coming down the street. The handmade sign he wired to it that read, "Good Karma Donation." He never asked for money. I had to stop him to offer it. And when I did, when anyone did, he'd take out a mallet and ring one of the cymbals poking out of his cart. The cymbal would ring like a blessing. When I heard the tinkling of his jingle bells in the neighborhood, I'd hurry to find him, give him a few dollars, get my blessing. For a while, he found some way to get to a photocopier and scissors and made instructional gifts that he'd hand out with each blessing. On a 2x3-inch slip of paper was a drawing of a stick man lying on his back on a bed, knees bent, feet on the floor. The man with the bells would point to the stick man and say, "This is what we must do after a heavy meal. Lie down like this to help the digestion. We could also drink a little soda pop if we wished. The bubbles would help digestion too." When we moved to Comox Street in 2000, I continued to see him regularly, chase him down if I heard his bells tinkling. In 2006, I began my first story in paintings, Tiny Clown Long Wait. In the 15th painting of the story, a seagull stole the hair right off the top of the tiny clown's head. I needed a guardian character to show up and help. What showed up at the end of my pencil was the man with the bells. After he put the hair back on the tiny clown's head in the 16th painting, he went on his way. Over the next few years, the man with the bells shopping cart grew to two carts wired together, much harder pushing. Somewhere along the way, he lost his cymbals and his good karma donation sign. For a time, he gained an old, slow dog. Then one day, no more dog. Then one day, for the first time ever, he didn't wait for me to approach, but came racing towards me, fiercely. "I come your home. You have place I do laundry." "No. No, I don't." I could feel my face flush. "We're not allowed. We can't do that in our building." And I saw in his eyes that he saw in my eyes I was running for my life. For the next year, I avoided him, and when I began giving him money again, I made sure it was never near home. I hoped he'd forgotten where I lived. One day, another year or two later, I stood with a gaggle of people near the fruit and veggie store on Denman Street at the end of our block, all of us staring up into a tree where a hawk was eating a pigeon. There was a tinkling of bells behind me. "Please, you help me." I turned to him. "I'm kind of..."
"I give you money. Nice cherry in store. Boss won't let me in. Please."
He held out two ragged $5 bills. My hand shot up like a stop sign, as much to block the knife of shame in my stomach as the money. "Wait here." I came back with cherries, plums, apricots, a mango.
"Thank you. Thank you very much."
He pushed on with his cart. The truth was terrible in my stomach. I still hoped he'd forgotten where I lived. October 4th, 2019. I dropped off my poster artwork for Jen Griffin's play House and Home at the Fire Hall, accepted the invitation to create an exhibit in conjunction with the show. What would I explore with this? I had no clear idea yet, just a song lyric playing in my mind. "My house is a very, very, very fine house." As I left the fire hall, I thought, beyond roof and walls, what is my house. For me. For anyone. Waiting for my bus on Pender, I saw a man kitty-corner outside a tea shop, resting with his suitcase. Then, what is my house if I don't even have roof and walls? The man with the bells appeared in my mind's eye. I didn't know it then, but his character and spirit would again be a guardian presence, this time not just for two paintings, but the whole journey. For 3 months, I walked, watched, photographed, visited, and heard stories from individuals who live on the street. I kept a notebook throughout, but came to feel their stories weren't mine to tell. I came to feel not just profound respect for the courage, stamina, and creativity of each individual I met, but more surprising, a feeling of uplift. I wondered at this until it hit me. Of course it's uplifting. To be in the presence of someone calling on their deepest resources of character to make the best of the toughest of circumstance. I came to wondering if, in the simplest way, my home is my spirit. Perhaps in the same simplest way, my house is creative effort. Whatever I'm able to create to sustain me, moment by moment, given circumstance and opportunity. December 8th, early Sunday morning, I went out for groceries. No one about. Then I saw him across Denman, a man sitting with a sign around his neck. I crossed to talk to him, give him a few dollars. He spoke of the encampment he had with some buddies, the troubles he'd had with anger, but Jesus was now helping him. He held up a little Bible. And how people walked by without seeing him.
You know how hard it is not to be seen? To be stepped over like garbage? I don't want much. Just see me. Give me a smile.
As I moved on, he thanked me for visiting, said I was very nice for a normal person, which made me laugh. Then he said,
"My name's Mark. What's yours?"
Karen. It was the first time someone I talked with had given me their name, or I'd given mine. I thought of the man with the bells. 2 years ago, he vanished. Too late to ask his name now. But his spirit and character, his generosity, his profound effort to create and care for his house as he could, is at the heart of what I wish to honor with my house is. I hope I honor in the paintings have seen in some small way, as Mark might wish, the individuals I met on this journey who shared their stories and inspiring presence.